Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Recently, I started reading a new biography about George Washington, so I thought I would find a short story for the podcast. I searched for George Washington on the website that I find my stories on, and this book came up. I didn't see any titles with George Washington in it, but I did see today's story. After reading the story, it did remind me of another story that you all might have read at some point or another, but I'll let you decide what that story is. So today, we are going to read the story titled The Chronicle of the Pancake, written by an unknown author, but comes to us from the book titled The Norwegian Fairy Book. Hopefully your spring is shaping up nicely and you are getting outside. For us, John has started his baseball season the other day with tryouts, and the guys at church sent out a text to see who was interested in playing softball again. So, I know what we are doing for the summer and spring, and hopefully you have other activities planned as well. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Chronicle of the Pancake. Once upon a time, there was a woman who had 7 hungry children, and she was baking pancakes for them. There was dough made with new milk, and it lay in the pan and was rising so plumply and comfortably that it was a pleasure to watch it. The children stood around it, and their grandfather sat and looked on. "Give me a little bit of pancake, Mother. I'm so hungry," said one of the children. "Dear mother," said the second. "Dear sweet mother," said the third. "Dear sweet good mother," said the fourth. "Dear best sweet good mother," said the fifth. "Dear best sweet good dearest mother," said the sixth. "Dear best sweet good dearest sweetest mother," said the seventh. And so they all begged around the pancake, one more sweetly than the other, for they were all so hungry and so well-behaved. "Yes, children, wait until it turns around," said she. "Until I have turned it around," she should have said. "Then you shall all have a pancake, a lovely best milk pancake. Just see how fat and comfortable it is lying there." When the pancake heard that, it was frightened, turned itself around suddenly, and wanted to get out of the pan, but it only fell on its other side, and when this had baked a little, so that it took shape and grew firmer, it leaped out on the floor and rolled off like a wheel out of the door and down the street. "Hey there!" The woman was after it with a pan in one hand and the spoon in the other, as fast as she could, and after her came the children, and last of all, their grandfather came hobbling along. "Will you wait? Halt! Catch it! Hold it!" they all cried together, and wanted to catch up with it and grab it on the run. But the pancake rolled and rolled, and sure enough, it got so far ahead of them that they could no longer see it, for it had nimbler legs than all of them. After it had rolled a while, it met a man. "Good day, pancake," said the man. "Good day, Mantan," said the pancake. "Dear good pancake, don't roll so fast, but wait a little and let me eat you," said the man. "Mother Gray and Grandpa I've left behind, and the 7 squalors too, you'll find, so I think I can leave you as well, Mantan," said the pancake, and rolled until it met a hen. "Good day, pancake," said the hen. "Good day, Hen Glenn," said the pancake. "Dear good pancake, don't roll so fast, Wait a little, and I will eat you up, said the hen. Mother, Gray, and Grandpa I've left behind, and the 7 squallers too you'll find, and Mantan, so I think I can leave you as well, Hen Glen, said the pancake, and rolled along the road like a wheel till it met a rooster. Good day, Pancake, said the rooster. Good day, Rooster Booster, said the pancake. Dear good Pancake, don't roll so fast. Wait a little, and I will eat you up, said the rooster. Mother, Gray, and Grandpa I've left behind, and the 7 squallers too you'll find, and Mantan and Hen Glen, and so I think I can leave you as well, Rooster Booster, said the pancake, and rolled as fast as ever it could, and after it had rolled a long time, it met a duck. Good day, Pancake, said the duck. Good day, Duck Tuck, said the pancake. Dear good Pancake, don't roll so fast. Wait a little, and I will eat you up, said the duck. Mother, Gray, and Grandpa I've left behind, and the 7 squallers too you'll find, and Mantan, and Hen Glen, and Rooster Booster, so I think I can leave you as well, said the pancake, and rolled on as fast as ever it could. After it had rolled a long, long time, it met a goose. Good day, Pancake, said the goose. Good day, Goose Loose, said the pancake. Dear good Pancake, don't roll so fast. Wait a little, and I will eat you up, said the goose. Mother, Gray, and Grandpa I've left behind, and the 7 squallers too you'll find, and Mantan, and Hen Glen, and Rooster Booster, and Duck Tuck, and I think I can leave you as well, Goose Loose, said the pancake, and rolled away. After it had again rolled for a long, long time, it met a gander. Good day, Pancake, said the gander. Good day, Gander Meander, said the pancake. Dear good Pancake, don't roll so fast. Wait a little, and I will eat you up, said the gander. Mother, Gray, and Grandpa I've left behind, and the 7 squallers too you'll find, and Mantan, and Hen Glen, and Rooster Booster, and Duck Tuck, and Goose Loose, and I think I can leave you as well, Gander Meander, said the pancake, and began to roll as fast as ever it could. After it had rolled a long, long time, it met a pig. Good day, Pancake, said the pig. Good day, Pig Snig, said the pancake, and began to roll as fast as ever it could. Now wait a little, said the pig. You need not hurry so, for we can keep each other company, going through the forest and take our time, for it is said to be haunted. The pancake thought that such was quite apt to be the case, and so they started off, but after they had gone a while, they came to a brook. The pig swam across on his own bacon, which was easy enough, but the pancake could not get across. Sit down on my snout, said the pig, and I will carry you over that way. The pancake did so. Oof, oof, said the pig, and swallowed the pancake in one mouthful. And now, since the pancake no further goes, this little chronicle comes to a close.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com, or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the Space Shuttle has earned its place in history and has come to a final stop.